used by choreographers Helen Simoneau, Nora Gibson, and Rafael Javier. An evening-length work by Bill T. Jones. Multi-dimensional performances by Inuit throat singer Tanya Tagak and Chicago's live cinema architects Manuel Cinema. A premiere of a concerto for sitar, chorus, and orchestra. These are just some of the 23 exceptional events for this year's Williams Center for the Arts 2016-2017 season. I'm Ken Michael, and this is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I spoke with Williams Center for the Arts director Hollis Ashby about the 2016 season, which starts in a few weeks with the Ambrose Akinmusiri Quartet, presented as part of the 29th Annual Easton Jazz Festival in association with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Easton. It takes place on Friday, September 16th. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts, Hollis Ashby.
Ambrose Akinmusiri is a young trumpet player. I could probably spend the next 15 minutes listing off the awards that he's drawn in the past 5 years, 10 years or so. He was first place recipient of the Thelonious Monk competition in 2007. He's the recipient of a Doris Duke Impact Award, Trumpet Player of the Year by the Downbeat Magazine Critics Poll. I could go on and on, but this young man is a tremendous musician by any standard. He's a native Californian. He's also an artist in residence at the California Jazz Conservatory, but he'll be coming here to perform for the Easton Jazz Festival, which is a benefit for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Easton, as I mentioned, on September 16th. He has actually been here to the Williams Center several years ago with the SF Jazz Collective.
Oh, okay. We should mention that the Easton Jazz Festival, the benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of Easton is a 29th annual, and this has been a long-term partnership with Lafayette College and the Boys and Girls Club of Easton to make this kickoff of the fall cultural season and just, to highlight the Boys and Girls Clubs of Easton.
Which is a wonderful organization and contributes so much to the quality of life in Easton.
Other ones from the jazz folder that pop out for you. I know every year you have your picks, can't miss it.
Well,
don't worry. You avoid anything else.
Well, as I've said, Ken, you can't pick a favorite child because all the rest will feel left out. And honestly, I can't say this is a must-see and that is a, you should see. But I can tell you what the people are saying simply by virtue of the ticket sales and the kind of inquiries we've been getting. The two that stand out are Hiromi, the jazz pianist who will be here with her trio on November 5th. Also, in the World Stage Series, Hossam Ramzi, the percussionist, and I will get to him in a moment. But Hiromi Uehara, she goes solely by Hiromi in her performance life, is a Japanese-born, American-trained jazz pianist who has completely original and singular ideas about composition and improvisation. And just when you think you have her figured out, she's going to surprise you. She studied at the Berklee College of Music and was mentored by some really exceptional people, including Ahmad Jamal, and had such a great creative synergy while she was there that she received her first recording contract before she even left Berklee. She actually has 10 CDs under her belt already. The most recent is 2014's Alive, and that is with her trio project, which includes contrabass guitarist Anthony Jackson and drummer Simon Phillips, who are stars in their own right. In fact, Anthony Jackson, as a contrabass guitarist, is very much in demand and has been for many, many years. You've heard his playing with Steely Dan, Paul Simon, Gladys Knight, the OJs, and Chick Corea. Drummer Simon Phillips spent about 20 years with Toto. Also very in demand with The Who, Jeff Beck, Judas Priest, and many, many others. So this is, and while Hiromi is the headliner and her trio, it really is an exceptional star-studded event. So people in the know who know about her work, which is electrifying on many levels, are the ones who are really coming out and saying, she's going to be in our region, so we have to hear this one. The other is the percussionist, Hossam Ramzi. His performance, I believe, is September 20th, also very early in the fall. He really is the percussionist. People in world music, in rock music, jazz music, when they think of hiring someone to add something to finish that piece that they're doing, it's Hossam Ramzi. He is Egyptian-born, now resides in London, and he'll be here just for this one performance. If you don't know his name right offhand, you have heard him. You've heard him with Peter Gabriel, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, Joe Bonamassa. In fact, he was here with Joe Bonamassa last year at the State Theater in Easton. This will be a really exceptional evening because it gives him a chance to do what he loves best. And we'll also have a little Egyptian belly dancing on that show, too.
It sounds like the Harumi Project is once again one that you could file in column A or column B. She's a jazz performer par excellence, but
you'll be hearing more jazz than classical, but you'll hear a lot of classical
and rock and strains of various things. It sounds like she dips from many wells when she's working on
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
And Hossam Ramzi, just a fabulous somebody that maybe is, you know, 20, to coin the old movie 20 Feet from Stardom. He was the person behind the people performing oftentimes, like Peter Gabriel and stuff like that. But here's a chance to see his program, his palette, and his stuff in the four shining there.
Exactly. I think that's going to be the sleeper hit of the fall, actually. But like I said, people who know him and are fans will travel from hundreds of miles around just to hear him perform.
I've also been hearing murmuring about the sitar player that's coming in the spring.
Hasu Patel is the Pesky Artist in Residence here at Lafayette College this year. That means she's going to be performing and teaching all throughout the year. At the end of the year, this is a nice opportunity, actually, to see the culmination of her work. She is going to be composing a concerto, first ever concerto, for sitar, tabla, chorus, and orchestra. And that will be premiered here at Lafayette College on April 29th. She'll also perform, actually, throughout the year, as the opportunity arises, and that can always be found on the campus website, any kind of concert events that happen at the Williams Center with her tabla player and with the sitar alone. But this is a new piece of music that she is composing just for Lafayette and will feature the Lafayette College concert chorus and a local orchestra.
Great opportunity. The Pesky in Residence programs are always so wonderful like that, where they do various programs throughout the year, but it usually culminates in a collaboration with members of the faculty, the student body, and it really becomes a semester-long enriching experience that culminates with this performance.
A year-long enriching experience.
Wow.
Year-long. And that's a good point. Last year, the Pesky Artist in Residence was jazz drummer Bill Goodwin. He sat in with the jazz ensembles and the percussion ensemble students there. But I have to say, this is an incredible opportunity for these students to be mentored by professional musicians so early in their own careers. I do want to talk a little more.
We haven't talked about... Okay, go ahead.
A little bit more about the theater series.
Oh, yes.
It's so easy to jump off from one topic to the other.
Yes, I wanted to get back to that, too, but I realized we hadn't talked about dance at all. But let's
finish with the theater series. It's very wide-ranging this year. We've had a lot of success with it in the Lehigh Valley. There's a great interest in many different kinds of theaters. As you may remember, Ken, last year we opened with Julian Sands' Pinter readings. We had a theater company, Filter Theater from England, do Twelfth Night. And it was really a wonderful chance to see more of the community at a theater event. We open, actually, this fall on October 6th with Chicago's Manual Cinema. This is a theatrical event that you probably have not encountered before. They create large-scale cinematic immersions using intimate handmade technologies. It's a moving picture without the use of film and video. Live cinematic experience. What is that? Well, they use overhead projectors, shadow puppetry, actors in profile, live feed cameras, multi-channel sound design, and an on-stage music ensemble to create a movie in real time right before the audience's eyes. The movie that you will see here on October 6th is Ada Ava. It has been called a cinematic experience like none other. It had a long run in New York last year. It's set in New England in a Gothic landscape, and it's a very haunting meditation on self and identity and life in general.
From the pictures here, it looks like it's almost like you become immersed in a shadow box theater or I don't know, not only breaking that fourth wall of the theatrical experience, but you're through the fourth wall and up onto the production, onto the... And the thing is being created.
And speaking of up on the production, so the movie that you see both the production of it and the movie at the same time. And after it's all over, the company invites the audience up to look at their equipment and the mystery. They sort of take down the smoke and the mirrors so that you can see exactly how it's done.
Very intriguing.
Now, something that I always consider very much a theatrical event is the reading of short stories. And we'll have that with Selected Shorts on November 3rd. This is the Public Radio International hit show that is broadcast on 300 stations, I think, nationwide, in which notable film, television, and stage actors read short literature, bringing that to life on our stage. It will be recorded here at the Williams Center before our live audience for a future broadcast.
I'm utterly thrilled with that. That I just cannot believe that because,
I'm glad to hear
some
that.
Some people have as their touchstone, you know, they've been listening to Prairie Home Companion since they were a tween or whatever, but I've been Selected Shorts. And the notion of hearing a great short, hearing a great story told to you is kind of, it harkens back to childhood, having stories read to you or just a story time anywhere. But the added bonus of having it done with a world-class actor, just, yes, it's an amazing experience. And like, you know, the one that you've heard a million times, it's nice to be able to go and see behind and once again pull behind that curtain and see how it's all done.
I think one of the exceptional aspects of Selected Shorts is having an actor read a story that you had not heard in the voice of that actor. So you may be reading along and the voice you hear in your head may be a 50-year-old woman. And then when a 35-year-old man reads that story, you have a completely different perspective on that. So it's always a surprise to me, the actors and actresses that they choose to do the readings. They always pick really exceptional literature. And if you are a devotee of short story writing, which I am, it is sort of like unwrapping a present to see which story they're going to select.
And having, I hadn't thought of that, having the flavoring of a particular actor bringing it to life instead of the voice that you come up with in your head adds a whole nother notion to it, a whole nother color to the palette. It's very exciting.
Now, casting for that has not been finalized, but I can tell you that the wonderful Kathleen Chalfant will be one of the readers.
It's Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Ken Michael, and I'm speaking today with Williams Center for the Arts Director Hollis Ashby about the 2016-2017 season. You're tuned to WDIY Allentown. We'll be back in a moment with more of that conversation.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
And you're tuned to WDIY Allentown 88.1 FM, Allentown and Bethlehem 93.9 East and Phillipsburg 93.7 Fogelsville, Truxford Town, and worldwide, WDIY.org. My name is Ken Michael, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This evening, taking a preview look at the 2016-2017 season in the Lafayette College's Williams Center for the Art. Director for this tour is Williams Center for the Arts Director Hollis Ashby.
We talked about Benjamin Bagby's Beowulf, which takes place in March. Then finally, closing out the year, the almost last performance of the year is Judgment at Nuremberg, performed by LA Theater Works. That will take place on April 22nd. This is one of the great courtroom dramas of all time. It was made into an incredible film. Abby Mann, the playwright, actually was a native Philadelphian. It is a play, I think, that continues to pose questions that we are asking ourselves today. How can we compromise human rights during time of conflict? How can compassion become secondary to the rule of law? And really, especially, what role does politics play in dealing with genocide? It's not an easy play to watch. It's not an easy movie to watch, as you recall. But it is very, very powerful and still resonates today.
So it has lessons for us today, absolutely.
Absolutely. April 22nd, when we will be performing it at the Williams Center, happens to be the eve of Holocaust Remembrance Day of 2017. So it comes at a very appropriate time. Now I will talk about dance.
Dance,
because
yes.
The first item in our dance series could also easily be in the theater series. And that is Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Dance Company will present Analogy Dora in the fall. Analogy Dora is a retelling or a staging of an oral history that Bill T. Jones took from a woman named Dora Amalon, who was a Holocaust survivor. And it is her, and Dora is still alive. In it, she talks about her experience working for the French underground and how she survived World War II before she came to the United States. It's a very moving portrait of perseverance, hope, and resilience, and it is very much a theater and a dance piece. Of course, Bill T. Jones is one of the most prolific artists of the 20th and 21st centuries. He has a very direct and piercing understanding of the human experience and how to reflect that. Many, many years ago, earlier in his career, he was justifiably the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Award.
Lots of theater in his dance movements. So we're in that part, too.
So the season is bookended by these two stories of the Holocaust, one a personal oral history and the other a reflection on the Nuremberg trials that took place. Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Dance Company will be October 18th and Judgment at Nuremberg April 22nd. This year also culminates the three-year grant that Lafayette College has hosted as an anchor site for the Mellon Choreographers on Campus program. And to honor the work that has been done during this time, we will be in one evening showcasing the work of three of the choreographers that have been here at Lafayette and taught throughout the Lehigh Valley at our sister colleges, like Muhlenberg, Lehigh, Moravian, and DeSales. The artists will be Helene Simoneau Dance from Canada, Nora Gibson Contemporary Ballet, and Rafael Javier, who's a really exceptional artist based in Philadelphia, has been a hip-hop artist for most of his career, and does some really extraordinary choreography on stage. And then on March 4th, something I'm very excited about. This is Company Wang Ramirez from France. Hanji Wang and Sebastian Ramirez have arrested the world's dance attention. They're continually in demand to perform their own work and to set new work on other companies. Sebastian Ramirez is a French-Spanish b-boy, and Hanji Wang is a Korean-German classical ballet dancer. The work that they're doing here, Monchichi, is a lot about identity and culture, as one might imagine, from their own origins. The other is something that they think about quite a bit. I have to say, this is really exceptional choreography. It's nothing that we are doing currently in the United States. Sometimes they seem to perform in suspended animation. It is really a beautiful piece, and it's just the two of them, Hanji Wang and Sebastian Ramirez, doing this duo. I have to add a quote by Dance Magazine to Sebastian and Hanji's work. There were moments when he and she gave the illusion one would pass through the other, sheer choreographic brilliance.
Sounds fascinating. I don't know. I'm thunderstruck. I don't know how, you know, even where to start. I'm hearing you describing their work, and I'm trying to picture in my head, seeing what comes across, and the idea of, yeah. just the idea of seeing a program of something that's hot in Europe, that something that not necessarily being shown here much or just starting to be really acknowledged here. And
I feel
bring them to the Williams Center.
Incredibly privileged, just privileged to host some of these companies here in the Lehigh Valley. I think there's a great, rich landscape of art here, and so fortunate for the residents to not have to travel to New York to see it all the time.
And to see it on one of the most beautifully constructed stages. People that have never, if you've never been to the Williams Center, you don't know what you're missing, literally. It's a beautiful stage. It's a perfect stage for presenting work. There's not a bad seat in the house. It's acoustically marvelous for all different spectrum of acoustics, loud, soft, in between.
Ken, I think we're going to have to hire you as our publicist. But it's absolutely true. It is a beautiful stage at 400 seats. It is ideal for so many things. It is absolutely ideal for theater. The Williams Center is ideal at 400 seats. It's ideal for so many things. But the two most wonderful aspects of it are the sight lines. There's not a bad seat in the house at 400 seats. And the acoustics. It's a wonderful place to hear music of any kind.
And there's a beautiful gallery just across the lobby that
and
always
the
has
Williams
spectacular
Center
shows.
Art Gallery. You can always find something there. And the other art galleries on campus as well.
Lafayette College's Williams Center for the Arts director Hollis Ashby. The 2016-2017 season starts on Friday, September 16th with the Akin Musiri Quartet. The performance is at 8 p.m. The box office number for more information is 610-330-5009. More information also at lafayette.edu/Williams Center. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY. I'm Ken Michael. Thanks for listening. At the Movies is next.